Hi guys, and welcome to another coaching session. Today's session is going to be talking about the momentum point. I've had a lot of team members and other people, other salespeople asking me in regards to why is it that you get some people who seem to be getting leads just coming directly to them straight off the phone, and they're not doing a lot of the what you call traditional prospecting, like when you first start real estate. And it's a phenomenon called the momentum point. And the momentum point is that critical stage in your real estate career that you cross over, that the amount of effort that you're putting into your prospecting actually decreases, but your results, inbound calls, actually increases. And I'll put it in a graph form so everyone can get a good understanding. So if I do a graph, and this axis represents effort, so I'll put effort here. This axis represents time, and this axis represents results. And results in this context is talking about GCI, number of sales that you do. So when you first start your real estate career, the amount of effort that you're putting into getting prospect and getting leads is way up here. But as time goes by, believe it or not, it plateaus downwards. Your results, on the other hand, are way down here when you first start. You're doing all this effort for really, really little return, and then you cross over, and your results start to increase. And it's at this point I call the momentum point. The time frame to achieve the momentum point, and that is more leads coming to you irrespective of how much prospecting that you do. Now, I don't want people to think that your prospecting stops, but it certainly changes the type of prospect that you'll be doing as a sales agent when you cross over this momentum point does change. And believe it or not, it's not as great as when you first start. This is all your letterbox dropping, your door knocking, your traditional heaps of Facebook advertising, especially in the marketplace now. And as you start filling your funnel of potential leads from past appraisals, from buyers that you work with, from vendors that you've sold with, then there's a shift that happens and you cross over to the momentum point, and then your results start to increase. And that's where you see, if you are a part of a large team and you see some of your colleagues just miraculously leads come to them, they answer their phone and have picked up another listing. Because they've what I call agents of choice, and Tom Panos says it beautifully, they've become an attraction agent, and that's reflective of the momentum point. Now, how long does it take you to get there? Now, there's a phenomenon that's happening currently in the real estate industry. People are coming into real estate, and within the first 12 months, they're becoming attraction agents. They've actually achieved that momentum point because the amount of effort and investment that they've put initially and is huge. It's great. They've gone in there with momentum, right? And with an abundance mindset. It's really really important to understand they haven't gone skimpy. They've said if they're going to be letterbox dropping and saturating their marketplace, they'll do it on a weekly basis. They'll be doing their 1, 2, 3 hours worth of phone calls at the very minimum, if not more, making those 50 connection calls when they first start. And that's what gets them to that momentum point in a really short time frame. And that's not to say that if you're not as dedicated or committed, or really don't want to be spending 60, 70 hours a week prospecting or some ridiculous figure, as many people do when they first start, or some people do, not many. I'd say actually it's a minority. I should phrase that correctly. Is that if you're doing the right things from a customer service perspective, that is, that you are really following up your buyers, that you're giving extraordinary service, customer centric, if you're doing all those things, whether you're doing one sale a month, two sales a month, three or more, if you are providing that sort of service and you're consistent in your prospecting, I'm not saying going overboard, it could be one mass letterbox drop in your area, it could be one quarterly market update on Facebook per month, but just consistent. Consistency outperforms sporadic prospecting, you'll still get there. Longevity in this business is purely and longevity in this business is purely in direct proportion to the customer service that you provide to your clients. So you may be in real estate 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and you will reach that momentum point where you've dealt with so many people, you've got a funnel, you've got a database of past clients that you've serviced, they know you, you've become an attraction agent, and you cross over the point called the momentum point. I hope you've enjoyed this session. Love to hear your comments, and of course, happy to take private calls just to explain it even further. Thank you, team.